Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bills all day. Buffalo Bills football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Another blitz down the middle. Touchdown, Mac Hollins. An 11-yard touchdown strike. And the barefoot wonder scores from 11 yards out. Ball's out, and it's recovered by Buffalo. Dorian Williams on the football. It's Buffalo ball. Now he's going to run, and the beast has once again been released. Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. His second rushing touchdown of the day. 4 total touchdowns from the Bills QB. Can you say MVP?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is Victory Monday. Buffalo Bills Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Victory Monday, everybody. Feel good about that.
Maybe 1-0, as Joe Brady pointed out on Twitter.
He did tweet that. It's the only thing he ever tweets. We talked to him about it. Joe Brady, 1-0. Bills are 1-0, and a short week. We'll have Miami week, Thursday night football. The Dolphins, 1-0. The Bills, 1-0. Patriots, 1-0. Maybe the Jets tonight. We'll see how that goes. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. 803-0550, our phone number. It's a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, which means lots to get to. Sal will join us at 7. Chris Brown at 8:30. On Sunday Night Football, I want to mention this kind of early. On Sunday Night Football, they said, Mike Florio said, that Josh Allen might be getting more x-rays on his left hand.
Yep.
And a number of people followed up and said he probably meant more imaging, not x-rays, because the x-ray would show something or not show something, and maybe they want to see the extent of an injury to his left hand. We'll see. He appears to be okay.
Right. It feels like once you would get one x-ray, then why would you need
right.
Why would you need another?
Right. There might be some other imaging to see, whatever.
Okay.
So, anyway.
You got it heavily taped up yesterday.
Yes, very heavily taped up.
But not to the point where I was wondering, I saw him getting taped up and thought, is he going to be able to hand the football off with his left hand? Like, are they going to be running the ball now only to with the running back on his left? Because he can only hand the ball off with his right hand, and then immediately handed the ball off with his left hand. So that was in the moment, adrenaline. But wouldn't you think, even if his left hand's a little messed up, that
he's probably going to play through it?
Yeah, it's his left hand, right?
Yeah.
He should be fine. He's played through other injuries before. I would not expect a left hand injury to mess him up unless it's like really mangled.
Yeah, the one thing it could do is maybe limit his ability to carry the ball, which is something he did effectively.
Yeah.
So we're off to the 2024 season. Let's chat about it. 803-0550. Give us your thoughts. Thoughts on the game, what you came out of it thinking, feeling, anything like that. I'll start. One, Josh Allen is an incredible football player. Full stop. Everybody knows that, right?
Yep.
He's incredible. He was incredible running the ball. He was incredible throwing the ball. He's just incredible.
He's incredible.
Whether he's adjusting and making a call to get Mac Hollins free on that play, or if he's shaking guys loose, or if Arizona's getting free rushers and he's making the miss and extend plays. Like, MVP caliber season, if you are someone that wants and is looking for an MVP caliber season, he's off to a good start. That is an MVP game. Without him, I mean, they're toast, which a lot of quarterbacks, that's maybe the case with their team. A lot of the great quarterbacks, that might be the case. But, man, Josh Allen lifting the offense again and again and again, whether it's through scrambles or throws. He made a lot of great throws. Like, spread the ball around. 9 different receivers caught the 18 completions.
Mm-hmm.
So, for anybody that wants, you know, that spread, they got that. The offense was, I want to say, kind of preseason-y in the first half. And then once it got to be just before the half, when they started throwing the ball more, they rounded into form.
Yeah. He had 2 pass attempts going into the 2-minute warning.
Yeah. Crazy.
The game breaking down the way it did with, you know, short drives and not a lot of plays also played into that a little bit, but they did run it more also.
That's right. That's right. It was a little bit of game script because Arizona's long drives and the Bills had a drive.
That, with a fumble.
With, not only with a fumble, that started on the plus side of the field because of the kick return.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, 2:40 on the clock in the first half, and Josh Allen has thrown 2 passes. And my thought in that moment, which I wrote on Twitter, was this should never happen again.
No.
Should never happen again. One thing that, who knows, we might argue about is whether or not the Bills ran the ball well in this game. Did they? Did they run it well? James Cook averaged 3.7 yards per carry. I was surprised to see that number. I mean, I was, of course, worried about how often they were running the ball and thought when they passed the ball, they were a lot better because they generally tend to be better passing the ball. They have Josh Allen. So, you know, do I want 50 passes a game? Maybe not 50. I would have settled for 35. You know.
Yep.
At one point, you know, it was just so run heavy, and a lot of the game script from the Bills is so run heavy that I'm sure we'll talk about it going forward. But for the rest of the run game, they were very committed to it. And I will fully admit, I'm sensitive to one thing about the run game more than anything. And that is something that happened on the first drive. 2nd and 1, run. They did it multiple times. 2nd and short, run plays. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, whatever. We have our complaints. We have our praises for players up and down this roster and how they got the job done. But for a team that's looking for explosive plays, your 2nds and 1s are great opportunities to try and find them. And this team, in the playoff game against Kansas City and in this game against Arizona, was fully content to just take a run play on 2nd and 1 for a yard or two. And I have a small problem with that, maybe a large problem. So anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Arizona does not have a good defense. The game plan likely involved a lot of scripted James Cook plays.
Mm-hmm.
The game script went out the window early, and the passing game got them back in it. So
yes, it did.
Josh Allen, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Greg Rousseau, Defensive Player of the Week. He got 1 sack on a play where Kyler ran out of bounds, right?
Yes. Okay. In the first quarter.
Yes.
Yeah. You get credit for that, though.
I guess if you're the closest defender and he runs out of bounds behind the line, yeah, that's a sack.
You get a sack.
So you got 3 sacks.
You had 5 last year.
That's right. Go ahead and extend that guy today. Let's not let him get to 30 sacks. Right.
Uh huh.
Extend that guy today. So, you know, it was a great day at the stadium. The weather was perfect. A lot of fun, and I wouldn't even say
it was tense early. Right, like the first half, there was some quietness. There was, a lot of booing towards the officials.
There was a lot of booing towards the officials.
I mean, the officials, it felt like a tough one. It felt like, I mean, that roughing the passer, not roughing the passer, the personal foul where Jamarcus Ingram is trying to fall out of the way to not make contact with Kyler Murray and mostly succeeds. Like, he hardly makes any contact, and then them calling that play, like, that, I mean, that set everyone off originally, and then it was every call after that. But that was one of the worst calls that you're going to see for a personal foul. The guy makes every effort imaginable not to. So, yeah, the officials made it a little extra tense early on. That kind of, you get lucky on both sides, right? Like, the Bills are a little lucky that Kyler Murray doesn't spot Marvin Harrison Jr. standing by himself in the end zone in the fourth quarter. He is 30 yards open. Like, all he's got to do is look.
Yeah, behind Rasul Douglas.
And it's a touchdown. But one of my takeaways was, you know, like, the defense, it felt like in the moment, man, they're just getting gashed. First half, that felt like the case, right? Like, they're just moving the ball so easily. And then you look up at the end of the game, it's because they had such a good second half, I guess. Oh, all right, 4.5 yards per play. And if I take the kick return away and just focus on the defense, like, the defense really only gave up 21 points in that game, and 7 of them should have been 3 because of that personal foul penalty.
Yep.
So, again, I don't want to give too many asterisks on the defensive performance, but 4.5 yards per play, and I kind of feel like they should have left that game only giving up 18. It's a defense.
Well, that's the thing, like, about time of possession and extended drives, and it feels like you're getting gashed, and it's 4.5 yards per play.
Right.
Maybe the Bills were confused on the first couple drives because they could not believe Arizona was going to give it to James Conner again.
It was all James
The
Conner,
first
yeah.
three Holy drives God. From him, it's Conner, one catch from Dortch, and the catch from Michael Wilson. That's their whole offense. Like,
Where was Marvin Harrison Jr.?
He had a drop. But did their offensive
coordinator... What, do you have two targets in the whole game?
I think so. Did their offense, which was the other target, was right after the drop.
Right.
Because it was like, go right back to him, which they did. Was their offensive coordinator, did he have James Conner in fantasy? I got to get this guy as many touches as possible. It was kind of amazing how many touches he got.
I mean, they didn't really get the ball to McBride all that often.
Nope.
Right? Like, he didn't take over the game. Right? Dortch was... That's the guy they're throwing a one-on-one ball to at the end of the game?
Yeah.
With the game still live, how tall is he?
He was their
5'8"?
He was their best receiver in the game. He's their most effective target. 803-0550. We'll get some calls in. Bills get a win on the strength of Josh Allen. I would say soon to be named Offensive Player of the Week.
Will they not give it to him because they're going to give Rousseau Defensive Player of the Week and they don't want to give two Bills the award?
Nah.
They don't care about that?
I don't think so.
All right.
Is there another defensive player that has a claim to this? I mean, 3 sacks is pretty good.
3 sacks is going to be tough to beat. He had a forced fumble, too, right? It was the turnover you add into it.
Yep.
Was there another quarterback that was really worth it? I mean, Tua was the only player in the league that threw for 300 yards on Sunday, but...
Nobody had 4 touchdowns.
But his game wasn't as efficient. I think he threw almost 50 times.
You know who the other candidate for AFC Offensive Player of the Week is? It's not really going to... I'm not really going to make this point. Diggs had 2 touchdowns. So, you know... He's not going to get it with 2 touchdowns. He'll like 6 catches.
You know, just to watch the world burn a little bit, though. That'd be a fun 15 minutes on Twitter after Diggs wins it over Allen.
803-0550. Give us a call. Jeremy and Joe, it is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We'll recap it, dig through the stats of the game, and we got to turn it around pretty quick with Miami coming up on Thursday Night Football. Also, like the rest of the league, Houston. How about the Bengals? Get on board.
I will say they often look like this in week one, don't they?
That is true.
Yeah.
Get on board with Joe Burrow, the most overrated quarterback in football. Get on board.
Get on
board while you can.
Yeah.
Get on board while you can.
The fancy Kirk Cousins strain?
There's still time. Losing at home to New England?
Yeah, it's Jacoby Brissett, too. Not even like, oh, the rookie's really good.
No.
Jacoby Brissett.
803-0550. I guess you love to see it. I mean, New England getting a win, fine. They're not a threat. I'll let them have a fun moment while Cincinnati starts 0-1.
Also, we'll talk about it later in the week, but I'm so mad at the Jaguars.
They let it get away against the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's 17-7 on the 1 yard line. 17-7 on the 1 yard line. And they lost 20-17.
Yeah. 803-0550. First tweet and then a call. McDermott and Babich yet again managed to lose an all-pro player and put together a game plan to mitigate it by the second half. That's right. Taron Johnson leaves with an injury, and they get it done. It's
combination of Ingram and Cam Lewis.
Yep.
Was filling in that
Jamarcus
spot.
Ingram, Cam Lewis.
Yep.
Good stuff. We'll get some calls in. DJ in Lockport starts us off here on Victory Monday. DJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a take. I'm gonna extend it just a tad bit. The extension is... Von Miller, if I'm not mistaken, got a sack in the number column. That makes me happy. I think he did it on a play that kind of meant something too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he had it was a power move, which is something that I think last year a lot of what was said about him was like, sure, he might have had a little bit of speed and some dip, but he lacked the power. And his sack was a power bull rush that closed out a drive.
That's a good sign. My second one that I wasn't going to talk about is I think Ray Davis looks solid. I think Ray Davis is going to have a good year. He showed a lot more than he did in the preseason. After that preseason game, I kind of was turned down a little bit like, oh, man, this guy might not be able to have the speed and whatever for the – you know, obviously he was playing in the preseason, but he was playing against guys that are not in the league anymore and did not look very effective. I thought he looked really, really good yesterday personally. But I'm really happy with Keon Coleman. I think Keon Coleman showed, you know, the numbers aren't eye-popping, but the guy showed that he's going to be a good player in this league with that one catch. Personally, I feel like he's mentally got it. He looked like he was dialed in. He looked ready to go and looked like he's going to make some numbers. And by week six, he should be a force in the NFL. And he outperformed the number one overall pick just yesterday. So I'll hang up and listen. Go Bills. I think there's a lot to work with. I think they're going to be a good team. This, you know, Allen, as long as they stay healthy, the guy's going to score 50 touchdowns again. And if Lamar Jackson wins the MVP again after the year that Allen hopefully is going to have, there has to be some kind of conspiracy about handing this guy MVPs, because this seems like it's going to be another year of Allen scoring 50 plus. Lamar had a so-so game, and I guarantee you there's going to be somebody out there that says he has had a better game somehow than Josh. So I'll hang up and listen and have a good day, guys.
Thanks, DJ. There's not a conspiracy. Lamar did have a great game. He missed a couple of throws. Allen missed a throw. It just wasn't as easy a throw as the one that Lamar missed. I mean, Allen missed MBS down the field on what would have been a deep touchdown.
Allen, again, I don't want to nitpick him too much because he was, I think, the best player on the field yesterday. But the other one he missed, I don't know how many people noticed this. I noticed it in the stadium. 3rd and 6 in the third quarter, they end up punting right after. He throws a down low to Ty Johnson, and it's like at his feet, kind of backing up. This is a Coleman point, too. Coleman could have had a much bigger game in the stat line. Coleman has a touchdown. If Allen peeks his eyes up, Coleman is running, maybe gets caught from behind. He is by his man.
On that catch?
Ty Johnson, it's like at his feet, and he doesn't catch it.
No, but on that play, you're saying Coleman
On that play, Coleman puts his hand up in the air. I'll tweet out the video.
Yeah.
But he's by his guy, and Coleman just arm to the sky, like, I am open. And again, I don't know if he outruns everybody all 60 yards, but it could have been a 60-yard touchdown. Hmm. So Coleman could have had even a bigger game, and that's the play. That's almost the play. He got the contested ball. Like, that's the Coleman play, right? He had the one crosser that goes for 10-plus yards. Like, Coleman made the plays in that game. Like, all right, these are the couple of things he's supposed to be good at. He's not supposed to be good at you just beat your man up the field and you outrun him. And that play that Allen doesn't see him, I mean, that's maybe the play I was most impressed of for Coleman the whole four quarters.
The catch he makes, that contested catch on the sideline, that shows a lot of the best parts of his game, right? Body control. Who was it? Somebody might have said, I think it was Allen might have said it, that he's the best body control receiver he's ever seen. From a standpoint of getting back to that ball and catching it and getting feet in bounds, like, that's a great play. And that's, I do expect Allen to give him shots on balls like that. We'll see how, you know, high percentage they are and how effective they are over time. But it was a nice debut for Coleman. Put it this way, he had more catches in this game than he did in the entire preseason. He had more yards in this game than he did in the entire preseason. So, yeah, I think it's a solid debut for Coleman. The other players, like MVS, had a play. Samuel did next to nothing. Would it be wrong to say that? I mean, he had a catch.
Yeah, he also didn't play a lot. His snap count was like 26%, I think I saw.
Would imagine that's injury managing, right? He was week to week and nursing an injury. Yeah. So we'll see. Thanks, DJ, for the phone call. 803-0550. There's not a conspiracy. They're not handing Lamar MVPs. He deserves the MVPs he gets. Sometimes it's controversial.
Also, no Dalton Kincaid in this game, right?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, we'll have to go back and see how they defended Kincaid.
Sure. Yeah.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
All my fantasy teams that have Kincaid are not going to care about that, but all right, that's fine.
I'm right. Larry in South Florida. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another season, so I figured I got to start these morning calls again. I really want to talk about three things. Number one, Josh Allen was amazing, even after he had that fumble, where I think he actually, they showed from aerial view, Shakir was wide open over the middle. I don't know why he didn't pull the trigger, but he had an amazing day, and even after that, I just was sitting there. I was like, he's fine. He'll be back. I am worried about the hand a little bit because we are in trouble without him. Cam Lewis, I thought, was sensational. UB product, the way he played, it was I'm so glad we kept him and we did not release him. I am interested to see when Bishop will be ready. I really want to see what that kid can do. I thought the officiating against the Bills was rough. I know there are some of the penalties we deserved, and that still concerns me that we get those.
Yeah. Man, on the officiating, we haven't brought up this play yet. Do we feel like after the roughing the passer call on Kyler Murray on Jamarcus Engel, which was a horrible call. Did the Bills get a makeup call on the roughing the passer on Allen sack? Do you guys think that was a makeup? Not a conscious makeup call, but that wasn't really a horse collar.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't think that was a personal foul. Like, that's an example of you're sacking the quarterback and you got roughing at the same time. Like, I thought that was a tough call, and that, for me, I was willing to erase the previous one because it was like, all right, one aside.
Well, yeah, but if you do remember, Josh had a nice scramble. I think he got 9 yards. As he slid, he got drilled in the ribs, and they didn't call that.
That's
so
right.
I was like, what are you guys doing? But the other thing I want to touch on, and I'd love to get your obviously I want to hear about Taron Johnson. Hopefully he's going to be okay. But I was very nervous about special teams going into this game, and then I saw, you know, that return was ridiculous. The hole was massive that DJ Dallas got to run through. Mm-hmm. And then at a very critical, the last, you know, when we kicked off, right towards the end, after we went for the field goal, which I hated that field goal. Like, I just hated the field goal. I don't know why we were doing it. I thought it was very conservative on that third down call, because once he did that call, I said, yeah, he's getting the ball in position for a field goal here. Because if they score, that's it. Game's over. If they score a touchdown, which they didn't do. I'm really worried that kickoff went out of bounds and they took over at the 40. I know it was windy, but hey, Prater had to deal with the same wind issues. So that can't be used as an excuse. It brought back haunting memories of 13 seconds on the decisions that we make as a leadership, as a coaching staff. And that really concerns me. I'm going down to the game Thursday. I'm nervous about the speed for Miami with our defense right now. So I'm just, you know, we did tighten it up in the second half. But Miami is a different beast than Arizona.
Yeah.
So I'd just love to get your thoughts, fellas.
Thanks, Larry. So special teams, yeah, and that there's your trivia question, right? Who's the first team to give up a kick return touchdown in the new kickoff era? It's worth mentioning that the Bills also had a big return. And while we watched the preseason and saw it as, you know, beta testing of this new dynamic kickoff, which how long are we going to call it the dynamic kickoff? When do we just get to call it the kickoff? Because it's just the kickoff.
I feel like I'm already ready to just call it the kickoff.
It's just kickoff.
I'm ready. Yeah.
They're calling it dynamic kickoff on the broadcast. The Bills had a big return. The Cardinals had a big return. It's worth monitoring if we get a half a season of big plays as teams start to figure things out or employ certain things. Like, Arizona might have run something the Bills haven't seen before. And now whoever plays Arizona this week on special teams, they'll watch that on film and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's unfortunate. It kept the game closer than it probably should have been. And so the field goal at the end of the game. I don't think there's any disputing what the Bills did was conservative. Not just kicking the field goal, which there is a down and distance where kicking the field goal is better. Fourth and 13 is, right? Okay, kick here rather than trying to pick up 13 yards. It was fourth and 3. McDermott said fourth and 2 they'd go for it. Fourth and 3 they wouldn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. He laid out why he did that. You give them the ball back. The reason it's called the field goal of death is because you go from giving them the ball with them needing a field goal to tie, which they would play for, to they need a touchdown, and then they would play for that instead. It gives them a slightly better chance to win the game. Because game theory here, if a team is playing for a field goal, they're playing for overtime, and you have a chance to beat them in overtime. Whereas if they're playing for a touchdown, they're using all four downs all the way into your red zone. Like the final play of the game was a fourth down play.
Right.
And if that's a 3-point deficit, are they kicking? They're probably kicking to go to overtime.
Yeah.
So you did the job and you held them off. I wasn't too upset with the field goal because, well, the results. They got the job done. But it was 5 consecutive runs on that play. I want to prepare everybody for something. If you're not someone that cares about run-pass ratio and run-pass balance, that's okay. You don't have to be. When whoever drops the numbers on neutral run-pass rate, the Bills' numbers are going to absolutely floor people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of their passes, Joe, you could take out one full drive. They're down 14 points. That doesn't count. Last 2 minutes of a half, That's not a neutral situation.
Right.
Anytime the Bills had the chance to, hey, you can run or pass. What do you want to do here? They ran a ton. Yeah. And that final drive is neutral situation, right? It's a three-point game.
Yeah.
You have the ball, and you are just running five times. I remember a guy that ran three times and kicked and missed it on Monday night, and that was Dick Geron. We were so mad that they ran the ball so much. And here's Josh Allen on the final drive of the game to ice it, and it is five runs and then a kick. Like, that is as conservative as you can get. And I wrote something after the game, my evaluation of what they did, that some people got pretty upset with, which is just any fear. If anybody out there, again, you don't have to be afraid of this. You don't have to care about this. But anybody that has the thought that they're about to become a run-heavy team, we have right now, I think at this moment, the most evidence that they will that we've ever had. They've never actually done it. They didn't do it under Ken Dorsey. They never did it under Brian Daboll. And even Joe Brady last year at the end of the season, like, okay, it started to trend that way, but we thought, well, that's not his offense. He's running someone else's offense. Right now, for people that key on that, it is the most clear or the most possible that that is a real direction from them than it's ever been in the Allen era. Fair?
Yes and yes. Yes, no. It is.
Not to say that it ends there, but this is a very heavy run script.
I feel like I'm not that worried, though. And it might be because they were so good passing it and not great running it yesterday that they're going to look on film and see how good they were when they were throwing the ball from the end of the second quarter to 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
They averaged almost 11 yards per pass.
Yeah.
And they averaged less than 4 yards per run.
Like, maybe I'm giving them too much credit. I think they'll see how successful they were when they were throwing it. And how the five drives where they threw the ball the most, they scored four touchdowns.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, anybody complaining about that, it's just, listen, I just want Josh Allen to throw the ball more.
Right.
Because he's
amazing. And run, by the way. Like I include scrambles.
Scrambles. Those are dropbacks.
Like, he only had one or two design runs in the whole game. The rest of his rush attempts were called pass plays that he just took off.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So we'll talk about that. It's also possible, early in the season, these rookies, the rookie receiver, the young receivers, the new receivers, the new look passing game, that they want a little bit of time for that thing to gel before they roll out 50 pass attempts.
Maybe later this morning, before our show's even over, we'll have the numbers on this. I am interested to see where they do rank amongst the league. Because I've got a list of what the passers in the league did yesterday. Nobody threw the ball.
Yeah.
Or at least nobody threw the ball well. Maybe other teams were trying to throw the ball more than the Bills were, but nobody was trying to throw the ball or threw the ball well yesterday.
It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday. You can join us 803-0550. Some highlights, stats of the game, Sal Capaccio, Chris Brown, your phone calls, breaking it down. The 2024 season is underway, and the quarterback is off to an MVP start. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to pass, stepped up in the pocket, and he trips and falls down. Von Miller going to get credit for the sack. Welcome back, Von Miller.
Chris Brown on the call. One of the highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Yeah, I mean, like, of all the players, Von getting a sack. Last year, didn't he play however many weeks until he even got a tackle? Or was anywhere
it was
near
late
a
in the
play?
Year. And it here's was late in the year.
Week one, bull rush, sack. Very good sign.
I think he looked good on a lot of different third downs.
They brought him in. There. His snap count's going to be way down from what it normally was. Like, he's managed well. Third down, pass rushing situations. It's one spot I thought the Bills, I now think the Bills, are going to be really, really solid. They get teams in obvious passing situations. Rousseau and Vaughn, I mean, both had great games. And it's also worth pointing out, when you rush a quarterback like a Kyler Murray, it's not always, you know, all out, go get that guy. You've got rush lanes and contain. So some quarterbacks, like when they play Rodgers, they'll go ham to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy like Lamar, they'll have rush lanes and contain and responsibilities, blah, blah, blah. And I think for Kyler Murray, they do as well. I mean, Murray got loose a couple times, which is to be expected.
I don't know where he normally ranks in amongst guys taking sacks.
Sack avoidance?
Kyler Murray. Because in theory, you'd feel like he's a guy that is tough to sack. So the fact that they would have got 4 or 5 in the game is, to me, pretty impressive. I mean, Rousseau having that game, I know one of them was chasing out of bounds. I mean, that's hopefully one of their breakout players on defense. Yeah. Like, pass rush was one of my biggest questions about them going into the season. And Vaughn having a sack, Vaughn, one of his pressures actually pushed Murray into Rousseau on one of Rousseau's sacks. So those two, when they were out there together, looked like a legitimate, they looked like what they were supposed to look like 2 years ago. At least at times. Vaughn didn't play all the time.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Join us on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. A couple tweets. Dame writes in, Josh Allen needs to be Superman for the Bills to be in the playoffs. The offense will be fine because Brady's a good OC. The defense, not as strong at safety. Hamlin needs to be benched. Put Edwards back there. Rap is average. Also, Phil, I don't love how conservative McDermott gets at the end of games. After watching other coaching decisions in the 4 p.m. games, I should be more thankful. That is a constant thing I like to point out. Like, McDermott, you might not love every decision he makes in these games, but, man, there are some coaches out there. Antonio Pierce yesterday, they're down six with how many minutes left? 6 minutes left?
Yeah.
And he punts 4th and 1 at the plus 43 or something.
All right, so your stat of the day on that punt by Antonio Pierce yesterday. Antonio Pierce, that was...
like the 99.9th percentile of punt wimpiness.
Here's Twitter not showing my likes 2 seconds after I just saw him. Here we go. Okay, so the last time you had a punt that was that cowardly in the National Football League was actually a Bills punt. So...
wow.
The last punt...
is it a Marone punt?
That a team was down one in plus territory in the fourth quarter and punted on 4th and 1 was Rex Ryan in 2016.
Against who? Like Indy, maybe? Or
against Miami, I think.
Okay.
Maybe, is that even an overtime? No, that wouldn't be an overtime because it says down one. It doesn't give the exact game, but that's the last time someone's had a punt that cowardly was a Bills coach that wasn't Sean McDermott. Pretty tough.
Yeah.
For Antonio Pierce.
For Arizona yesterday, Marvin Harrison Jr., they didn't really throw to him. Didn't do much. I did see the play. So he had one where he got behind Rasul Douglas and didn't get the ball thrown to him. And I saw you've tweeted out the highlight of Keon Coleman getting to the second level. Like, you know, if Allen throws this ball, it's a touchdown. He's separating on his man. There's definitely like a coverage bust on some level here, or maybe
Coleman almost looks like he tries to use one of the Cardinals corner's teammates as a pick.
Yeah.
A little bit. A
little bit. There's almost that, but he flies through and he's got separation. One thing, all right, you tweeted out this highlight of Coleman getting behind and he'd be open for a deep touchdown. And MVS did this. He got open for a deep touchdown and Allen missed him. And the tweet response to what you wrote was, Allen hasn't hit a deep shot in a very long time, and I'm sure his confidence is shot and not looking for them as much anymore.
Hmm.
It has been a long time. right?
Yeah.
When's the last time he hit a deep shot? I mean,
the Diggs drop?
Sure.
The Diggs drop, But the last one that was completed.
Because, last year, I mean, again, we're not nitpicking the MVP right now.
Yeah.
But last year he missed Diggs on 4 or 5 of those. And here he is. He missed MBS on that, just overthrows. And, you know, say what you will, it has been a long time since, go with any receiver, Gabe against Washington last year, he got one, I think. And that's way back early in the season, right? He got one against the Rams last year. There's a scrambling deep shot where Gabe's on a linebacker, and he hits Gabe for a deep shot against a linebacker.
There's a Gabe one against the Chargers, isn't it? But isn't that like a broken play?
That's what I'm thinking of.
He's being covered by a linebacker.
Not the Rams. Same color, same stadium. That's the game. It's the Chargers.
Interesting, though. Is there one like he just drops back in the pocket, and he just floats it out there, and it just hits the guy in stride for a touchdown?
It's been a while. You know what made me think of that was the Anthony Richardson highlight yesterday.
Oh, my.
So the 60-yard touchdown from Anthony Richardson to Alec Pierce.
Yeah, the ball flew 65.6 yards in the air, I think Next Gen Stats said it was the third longest pass since they've been tracking it.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminded me of?
Allen?
To Robert Foster. Because the way that Richardson gets that throw off in traffic is Allen with that throw to Robert Foster against the Jags.
Yep. Just uncorking it as far as you can get it. I don't know. Am I worried about that with Allen, though?
It has been a long time that he's hit that consistently. But those plays, you know, they're not that frequent in the NFL.
Yeah.
Those big, huge, over-the-top touchdowns. But the Bills used to hit those, it seems like, more regularly. And they're not quite there the same way.
That's true. I think coverages are probably different now. I mean, the MVS one, though, he should hit, right? Like, again, he has how many incompletions does he have in the whole game? 3?
Yeah.
4? Like, there's not much to really nitpick here. The tweeter says, like, he has to be Superman for this team to go to the playoffs. Well, I mean, watch yesterday. He is.
He was Superman, yeah.
Right? Like, that's why even when we criticize the offense, like in the offseason, it's, man, like, they can't really be worse than 11th, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, they have a foundation. They have a floor as an offense that's still pretty good by league standards because their quarterback is easily one of the top 2-3 players in the entire league.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to give us a call, we'll be happy to take your calls. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday and Victory Monday. When is Next Gen Stats going to tell me the top speed that Tyler Bass reached chasing down that kick returner? If you watch the kick return highlight, Bass is going to catch that guy if he gets like 5 more yards.
Yeah.
He is on his horse.
He was 10 yards behind him at one point and then caught him at the goal line. If the returner wasn't like, that was a bit, DJ Dallas, that's a big returner.
DJ Dallas.
DJ Dallas was the guy. Hey, we got our 2 big kick returns.
We did.
In the game. Codrington for the Bills had a big one too. No Tyler Bass calls today, right? I don't think.
Nope.
Like he didn't miss anything. All his kicks were like into the wind also and nothing there. So no big complaints on that front, I think. He did kick one out of bounds, didn't he, on the kickoff?
Yes, he did. That was tough.
Right. So maybe I shouldn't speak too soon that we'll get one. But.
And, you know, throughout the season, I'm sure we'll see how the whole thing goes. We'll have ups and downs. It'll never be as low as it is in Cleveland right now. And it'll never be as low as it is in Carolina right now. Bryce Young is horrid.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson is done.
He is shot.
If you watch that game, Cowboys and Browns, 2 takeaways. 1, Deshaun Watson is absolutely—he's horrendous.
He can't throw the football.
Nope. And the other is that Tom Brady's debut did not go very well.
Yeah, Brady, you were telling me. I watched Red Zone, so I didn't hear him a lot, but he wasn't great.
He gets time to adjust. I get that. But during the broadcast, there's times where Kevin Burkhardt, who's his teammate, like Burkhardt's doing some analysis because Brady wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
Like there were long moments of silence, and Burkhardt a couple times, I think, joked around with him, trying to get him to, you know, loosen up, lighten up, like, Tom Brady sounded nervous. He sounded like, it was his first game.
Wow.
And
would never guess that after that insane commercial that he released before about him becoming a broadcaster.
Right. Like, the funny thing is, you know, can he be good? I'm sure he can. That's maybe what happens when you thrust somebody into, hey, this is the first time you've ever done this. He didn't even do a preseason game. He hadn't done anything.
He did like half an XFL game, I think.
Okay. Half an like XFL game.
5 months ago.
And here you are. Oh, it's the Fox number one game, 4:00, Cowboys and Browns. Have fun. I would anticipate he gets much better. But Brady was not a number one analyst on that broadcast. You're watching it. It did not feel like a number one analyst.
I did see someone tweet that he could have walked out of the booth onto the field without even warming up and would have been better for the Browns and Watson.
That's right. All right, 803-0550, our stats of the game when we return. Jeremy and Joe, Victory Monday on WGR.
Handoff goes to Connor, and they've got it sniffed out. Greg Rousseau sets the edge, forces it back inside, and makes the tackle himself. And the crowd chanting, Groot!
Just kind of, again, split-second situations. But the first rushing touchdown, I kind of lowered the shoulder, knowing that was a corner. Second time, I know it was Buddha. And Buddha's a good player, and he'll lay the boom on you, so I decided to go up and over, but probably can't make a living doing that.
Josh Allen. Make your mark on your bingo card. Allen scores a rushing touchdown, jumps over a guy, and says, I can't make a living doing like that, as he continues to literally make a living doing stuff like that.
Isn't the jumping over probably better for his body? Well, I guess he got hurt on the play.
Now when you land on your hand. That slice of audio was Josh Allen. Slice of audio from the locker room brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. And that's Josh Allen. I am the quarterback. Is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. So I am the quarterback. He played great. Strip sack was a bad one.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't let that happen.
Yep.
And after the strip sack, he was a little bit more likely to just take off and run rather than hang. He hung in the pocket for a long time on that play. And I haven't looked at like the all 22 and see what he's got his eyes on. But the strip sack, a rough one. That's a turnover, but no picks. And overall, he played pretty great. Offensive player of the week is probably incoming for Josh Allen. If you had him in fantasy, congratulations. He's a monster.
In part two, because this is from Marcus Mosher, the average passing yardage from starting quarterbacks on Sunday was 185.
Oof.
That was the average. Caleb Williams, 93. Jacoby Brissett, 121. Will Levis, 127 in a doozy of a pick six. Bo Nix, 138. Justin Herbert, 144. Kirk Cousins, 155. Justin Fields, 156. I mean, there are a lot more under 200 that I can't even get to here. There are 238. Well, actually, where do you rank? 232 for Allen. He was fifth on the day.
I bet he's number one in yards per attempt.
I bet he was probably. I would agree with that. Yeah. Stroud, Minshew, Mayfield, and Tua were the only four above him.
Actually,
Anthony
Richardson. Go look at Anthony Richardson's stat line. He was 9 of 19 for like 240.
9 of 19?
Yes. He averaged 25 yards a completion or something crazy like that.
Wow.
Richardson had 9 completions.
Okay. He, everything in that game for Richardson that I saw, at least on red zone, was he was either completing a bomb down the field or he was running for some sick touchdown.
212. 9 of 19 for 212.
Wow.
Two touchdowns, one pick. A rating of 101.
Look at that. Stroud had a game that looked very – I'm looking at that game now. He had a game very much like Allen. 24-32 for 234 and 2.
Yeah.
That was Allen-like.
803-0550, that's I on the quarterback. Sal Capaccio joins us. We'll do his arrow up, arrow down. We'll get to a couple of calls with Sal as well, if you can stick with us. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Handoff going to go to James Cook. Threw a big hole on the right side. First down yardage and more. Leaps a defender and is up over midfield into Arizona territory. A 15-yard run by James Cook. Jalen Thompson on the stop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.